Okay. Not gonna work. Yeah. Okay, so all right, so let's we can do the tour. I think we kind of started last week in Kuf Samachah. We did the Mechaber, but there is important Ramah, and really Aleph and Beis kind of go together. So let's go look at that tour. So Kol Dover Aser Levos B'Tosefes Bein Kesef Bein Kesef B'Kesef Bein Ochel B'Ochel. We're in tour, yeah. Okay, wait. All things are prohibited to lend with added things, whether it's money for money or food for food, being ochel b'kesef, being kesef l'ochel, or whether you're even exchanging food for money or money for food, still to give back more than you were paying, that's a problem. Afagav d'chziv neshech kesef, neshech ochel marbinan. Even though it says neshech only with kesef, ochel marbinan, kol davar, that they include other things. U'peirishri chutz mikarka, except for maybe land. Kigon shalovelo chamish kafanos tuunos. Sorry, the first one is if land is not, for example, you lend five vineyards and it brings back six. So, or if it's less than a shavar pruta, all of those would be okay. So, aser min haTorah, aval im motzino so b'dayanim atchi hebo shavar pruta. So, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Skip
we're reading now.
I'm still in the Torah.
Oh, okay.
But he says, and if it's less than a shavar pruta, so even it's well, that's A. And then the Ramah says, no, if it's pachas and shavar pruta, it's still aser, but you're not going to get it out of the basin's not going to take you up on it. Until it's a shavar pruta. So we discussed that last week about what the reasons for that would be. Either it's because basin just doesn't deal with things less than a shavar pruta, or the chiyuv hachzara, the chiyuv of returning this, is only if it's more than a shavar pruta, with the nafka mina being whether you should do it on your own. So that idea of being less yidei shemayim is a major theme tonight for other things as well. So Amar Rav Nachman Kala de Rabisa. The rule is Rav Nachman, like in the Gemara Rav Nachman, Kala de Rabisa, the rule of Ribbis is Kol Agar Neter Li Aser. That anytime you're getting a reward for waiting, I mean you're getting more because you waited, so then it's Aser. Because of the holding off, waiting on money, nosin lo skar. You'll give him a reward. In derech halva or derech memkar, whether it's by loaning or whether it's by in the marketplace, o schiris or via rental, el shim hu derech mekach hu midrabanan. But if it's by way of marketplace, if it's in the realm of buying and selling things, meaning you buy something on credit. So that is technically, that's kind of a loan, but it's not exact. It's a loan through merchant dealings. So that's only going to be considered ribis derabanan and not ribis deraisa. Vizeo avak ribis, and that's avak ribis v'eino yotzin velyan. But it's not going to leave via dayan. Meaning dayanim are not going to extract it from the person who took it. I mean, only the dayanim will only force it out of a person when it's ribis deraisa and not when it's ribis derabanan. So that is picked up here in the Beis Yosef here. You can already see some of the challenges here. The Beis Yosef in Beis comments, Zeo Avak Ribis, and it doesn't leave by Dayanim, that's a Gemara. V'chasen Nemuke Yosef, right? Debiva Lotzi Yidei Shemayim, Chayav Lahachzir. But if you want to be Yotze Yidei Shemayim, if you want to fulfill, so what does that mean to be Yotze Yidei Shemayim? It's unclear. To do tshuva is the way the Chelkas Binyamin kind of puts it. That if you want to actually fulfill your obligation of tshuva, so then you should give the money back, but Basin's not going to make you do it. Whereas Basin can make you do tshuva. So, you know, how do you. Okay. V'chein nirah mitoch divrei Rash v'Ramban, b'psakim v'niskar v'divrei Rabbeinu b'simen kusampa, v'chein kasav ran, v'chasav od, sheish omrim shafilu b'val lotzis yidei shamayim, enu chayiv l'hachzer. And then there are those that add it, but some write though, that even to be yotze yidei shemayim, you don't have to give it back. I mean, you could be yotze, you have ribbis on a level of derabanan. Now you want to do tshuva for it, so do you have to give it back? In order, meaning you took ribbis on a level of derabanan. You were the malva, and now you have more money than you should have. So do you have to give it back in order to do tshuva? So that's the machlokas that's brought out here in the Beis Yosef. That's the opinion of the Ramban, even though the Ramban is quoted earlier in the Beis Yosef, seeming to say that it's a that he says you would have to give it back.
Stone, that they would they stole from one another, but they stole less than a pruta.
They stole less than a shavar pruta. Yes, yeah, but we're not just talking about the less than a shavar pruta here. Here, that's a small.
But that was one of the.
That was one of the things. So the shavar pruta, they would never have to. Now, of course, that's if. if you steal less than a shava pruta, you're
I
still
know,
chayiv
some...
by non-Jews are still chayiv for stealing less than a shava
pruta.
But
there was not a good trait that, but they would steal less than a shava pruta.
Right, but I think that might be something else. Maybe give the person enough money so that they wouldn't be able to collect staka. It rings a bell. I don't remember what the essentially was.
Might be the marble.
I thought it was stump. Okay.
All right,
you guys
know
more than me.
I don't remember.
Okay, so okay, and then he adds in Barash Bakasvachu that ribis mucheres inutinithun lachzar. That filu bevalat zisidishabai. That everybody agrees though that it's ribis mucheres. What is ribis mucheres? So that's when you give the guy a gift after you pay back the loan. So then, if you give the guy a gift, so then so maybe that's a problem. Maybe it shouldn't be done. But the guy doesn't have to give you the gift back, even according to those that say you should normally give back ribis to rabbanan. That somehow doesn't rise to that level where you would have to give it back. Okay, so how does that play out in Shulchan Aruch? So that we could go take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Kuf Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, which that we did last week. Where we say, okay, that kol davar aser luvos b'tosefes. You're not allowed to add when you add something. Ah, b'pachzun shavar prut. V'afilu b'pachzun shavar prusa yesh isa ribis. Aval in mutzin oso b'dayan. That even when it's less than shavar prut, it's still an isa ribis, but you can't take it out of him by dayanim. You can't force, once the guy, the malva has the money, the dayanim aren't going to go after him for it. Adds the Rama, klalo de ribis, the cholsher hu agar netter aser, anytime that you're getting a reward for waiting, that's aser, bein tru derech mekach, bein tru derech halva, whether it's a, whether merchant, whether it's in commercial use, or if it's in a loan, el sheba derech mekach, eno rak avak ribis, but if it is derech mekach, it's only considered what you call avak ribis, shehu midirabanan, which is only a dindirabanan. So then, what then is the practical ramification? So that's then picked up in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, he comments, avak ribis enu yotze b'dayanim, that avak ribis is not going to be taken out by dayanim, v'im bo lotzis de shemayim, chayv lahachse, right? So the mechaber is paskening, like many of those we've shown him, that said, still, if you want to do tshuva, so the way to do tshuva on ribis d'rabanan is to give the money back. Adds in the Ramah, Milvad Ribis Mukdemes, Milcheres, Afilos Yishmaim Einu Chayv L'Hachzer. Except for those things where the Ribis, the gift before, the gift after, so then even in that case, you don't have to give back to be Yotzei Yidei Shemaim. Fine. Why should that make a difference? What are you trying to accomplish when you're trying to be Yotzei Yidei Shemaim? What does that mean? So we mentioned it before. It's the idea of tshuva. Right? Well, I need to do tshuva in order to give back. Why would I say that? That sounds like a pretty good svara. Why would I say no? What would be the svara to say that there's no reason to give the money back? What would be the svara? Why would I say, don't bother giving the money back? Yeah, you feel bad, so you do tshuva, you chap al chay, but you don't have to give the money back. There's no reason to give
the
money back.
It's not a significant amount.
So that's the svara that even those that say that you should say you don't have to bother if it's ribis mulcheres or ribis mulcheres. Well, that's already separate enough from the ribis that it's not really considered connected. It's just like kind of a Maris Ayin thing, or like it looks bad. But what about the other ones?
What about all avak ribis?
Yeah, all avak ribis, there's subject to this machlokas about whether the malva should give it back to the lova. So why would I say you should? Because he has money that he shouldn't have, so therefore he should give it back. Why would I say he shouldn't? So that kind of goes back, I think, to this ongoing issue when it comes to Hilchos Ribis of, is it a Chushin Mishpat Halacha, or is it a Yordei Halacha? Is it a Chushin Mishpat that it has to be fair? Or is it just that's the rule? The rule is that, right? So if you say it was a Choshen Mishpat Halacha, so then even if it's Ribis on a level of Durabanan, it's not fair. You shouldn't have the money, you should give it back. But if it's more of a Yoredeya Halacha, where it's just, well, the Halacha is as follows, so you did something wrong. So what do you do when you do something wrong? So you dive into Hashem. Right? Is there a concept that maybe there is even this concept, I'm not sure. I'm coming across this. If you have food that turns out that it was treif, so do I now have to somehow repent for the benefit that I had from having it? I mean, what would I do if I had a hamburger? If I had a meal that ended up being not kosher, right? So I feel bad and I clap al chait and I'm sad about it and I mope around. But do I have to say, and I have to give the money to tzedakah of the benefit that I got from that food? I don't think so. I don't remember coming across. Certainly not Al Pi Derech Hanigla that anything like that comes up. So it's the same thing here, right? If you assume that ribis is pure ben adam lemakom, it really has nothing to do with the person I'm taking the money from. It just has to do between me and Hashem. So then it makes sense. Why should he get the money now? I mean, I have the money. Okay, I did something wrong, but I have, it's fair, according to the rules between me and him, it's fair that I have the money, it's just Hashem said I shouldn't. So, alright, so I'll, or really in this case, the Rabbanim said that I shouldn't. So the Rabbanim said that I shouldn't, so I'll feel bad. But it doesn't mean that he should, and therefore I don't necessarily have to give it back. I think that that's the way to understand that issue. I think he adds in...
But you can do tshuva by giving it. How do you do tshuva?
You do tshuva by alchait. But merely realize it's only between me and Hashem. I mean, if it's a pure ben adam l'makom avera, so then it's between me and God. I don't have to worry about it. Right? When it comes to Yom Kippur time, every rabbi has to get up and say, don't forget Yom Kippur only deals with ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveras you have to go deal with. Here, it seems like it's a ben adam l'chavera, but say, no, don't worry. That's really between you and Hashem. You got to take care of that. It's between you and him only. So yes, no, because remember, I think we learned as the beginning of Kaf Samach that when it comes to Avak Ribis, we assume that that's only an Isser on the Malve, not on the Love, right? Didn't we have something like that? I believe someplace here it had to do with Lifnei Iver. That I say it's really only when it comes to Rivis Derabanan, we really only look at the Malviz issue. We don't look at the Lova as much. I can't seem to find it right now either. Okay, so there is a.
Yeah, but doesn't Rivis fall into the category of those things that can be fixed by giving it back?
So is it?
I'm asking.
So Rivis Doraisa, we say yes, and that's learned out from Sukkim. At Rivis Derabanan, we don't. It's not necessarily extended to Rivis Derabanan. I mean, that's the question.
That's basically the question I just asked. I mean, you have this mechanism whereby you can demonstrate your tshuva by giving it back.
Yeah. Okay, but so do you have to? So no. Chayv l'hasa elish ein achiv mitzad mitzvah devchay chichinach. Here is his phraseology. That the according to the opinion, it says you need to do it in balas as tshuva, so that you violated this is a ravik rivis. So should you return it that which you took? But if you don't return it, so you haven't yet fulfilled tshuva, right? As you're both saying, because really you should return it. But it's just not; it doesn't fall under the mitzvah of v'chay chichimach. That's how the Gemara. I mean, the idea that you have to return rivis d'oraisa is a question that the Gemara raises. It's a machlokas amurayim. And the Gemara doesn't quite ever resolve it, which is why the Gra it comes out on the side that says you don't have to return it. You might have to return Ribis Doraisa, but not Ribis Derabanan, because he works it out that he thinks that you don't that even the Ribis Doraisa is a chiddush that you return it back. So Ribis Derabanan, you don't have to. The opinion to say yeah, Mavad Ribis. You have a line here of. Right, oh, the truth is, yeah, the. Right. The truth is that the way you pass in Shulchan Aruch is that you do have to return it. Everybody, the Gra says you don't, but the in Shulchan Aruch you pass in that you do have to return Ribis Derabanan. It just says that you're not mutsin midayanim, that the dayanim aren't going to force it out. The reason why that is just the basin is not mechuyev to make sure that you do your mitzvah tshuva. They could, but they're not. So that's how that halacha comes out. But there are rishonim that say you don't have to give it back. So therefore, if it's a suffix, points out if it's a suffix avak ribis, so then you wouldn't give it back then. So if you're run, right, you would have to give it back. There is in Piskei Tshuva Aleph here, there is an interesting second half. I think we looked at the first half, which I don't think really added much, but in the second half, did we do it last week? V'ayim b'tshuva Shvus Yaakov? I don't think so. Piskei Tshuva Aleph, probably right in the middle of the Piskei Tshuva. I have it as 9 skinny lines and... Yeah, Klal HaRibbis, that one, it starts with that, but right in the middle of it, it says V'ayim b'tshuva Shvus Yaakov. It's really divided into two parts. He says, "V'ayim b'tshuva shvus Yaakov." Got it.
It's right where the last narrow line.
The last narrow line. Okay. "V'ayim b'tshuva shvus Yaakov." Chelak ha'asim etzachdal be'echad shelo parachova l'zmano. He didn't pay back his debt in time. The history bo hamalve, and the malve had warned him, right? Sheyifra lo ma'osa, you better pay back the money. Sheyipo laharviach behem, because he needs to. He's going to use it for another loan, or not a loan. He's going to use it for a business venture and make money off of it. V'im lo, and if not, yitzarech l'shalom lo mashayi yachol l'arviach bo. And if you don't give me the money back, I mean, this isn't the, he's not asking for ribbis, he's asking for a loan back. Pay me back. And if you don't pay me back, I'm not going to have the money to make it, to make as I was supposed to otherwise. So if you don't pay me back in time, it's nothing personal, but give me the profit that I otherwise would have made. That's what he says to him. By v'chaveru kabel hasraso, he accepted it. V'nisratza litin lo harevach. V'achshav, and he accepted it. They said, okay, fine. And he ended up having to, he ended up realizing, the guy said, okay, you didn't pay me in time, so now you got to give me that that profit that I otherwise would have made. But, and he said, fine, I'll do it. But then v'achshav einorotz, he doesn't want to do it, litin lo mishum iser ribis. So I can't pay you, it's ribis. Right? So, v'chasav shezeh pashat. Right, sheyishbaze iser ribis. Seems pretty clear that is an iser of ribis. Kihu eger netir, because he's getting because he's holding off on not getting the money. Right, the malva is wait not getting the money for longer. He's getting more money back. Right, vehisig al hasma. It's a kasha on the sma. Right, shenir midvar of the ein bazeshu miser the leis of ein lismochalav bazel hakel. So and I didn't get a chance to look up the sma, but the Chachos Binyamin says no, he has a way to answer up for the sma. But that's the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Right, though. So even though it's, what are we saying here? You can't do it. I can't say if you would have had the money, I would be able to make the money otherwise. Therefore, you pay me extra. That's the iser ribis, right? And in fact, the Chachos Binyamin points out that if that's the case, you would, if that would be mutter, you could always violate ribis. Say, I need the money, because otherwise, I'd be able to invest in something else. So you could always violate the iser. So therefore, it's a problem. And Rabbi, I didn't bring it. Oh, nice. So I noticed, was in Rabbi Reisinger? Maybe it was here. Raised it, no, it was here. It was in the Chachos Binyamin. He raises a question of, says, well, how about the following halacha? What about if we say, what about if I say, I need the money, I need you to pay me the loan back because I need to pay the lease on my car. And if I don't pay the lease on my car, they're going to take the car away. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have this penalty and I'm going to have that penalty. So it's not that the case of the Shvus Yaakov. What?
I mean, you're going to lose money.
Right. So the case of the Shvus Yaakov was you're not gaining money, right? Because you didn't give me the stuff back in time. I'm going to lose money. In which case, that's always that's an issue of grumma, right? It's always going to be a grumma issue. Which case, it's always going to be latzis yidei shemayim, dinei shemayim. It's referred to as Hashem. I can't charge you in court, but Hashem will take care of it. I once had a case like that. I told you the case. When I was in camp, I had clippers. I was going to charge people to give it haircuts. And someone asked me, "So I want to, can I borrow it in the morning?" It was the day after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. And the guy said, "Can I borrow it in the morning?" It's fine. Again, I need it back by this time. He didn't give it back by that time. So I missed all of the day after Tisha B'Av. Erev Shabbos, the day after Tisha B'Av. Right? So, he didn't give back to me the whole day. And they gave it to me Saturday night. I'm really sorry, whatever. So, I asked Rabbi Willig, I was like, do I miss anything? do I get any type of nezek for this? He says, Yidei Shemayim, you can't charge him anything. But the chutzpah, he was so upset at that guy. But in terms of Al Pi Din, I can't get anything because it's only a grum. So this is also a din grum, but can I ask him for that nezek? That's the question that he has here. There he says, "Aval im hifsid b'inyan achir." Right?
You can't take him to Beis Din.
Well, you can take him to Beis Din. Beis Din will say, "Sorry, we can't do anything for you." But what are you talking about, the barber case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took your tool.
Gave him the tool.
You didn't give it to me back.
Well, I'm saying, but you gave it to mom and I said he would give it back at a certain time, and he did not. He violated the agreement, because the agreement, you lost money.
Isn't the same with the loan?
Well, it's not a loan, but remember, it's an object.
No, it's the same thing with the loan. You had an agreement to pay back, and you didn't pay back. So didn't the rabbi set up any mechanism to, so the guy can do it? Some leverage? He has no leverage.
Yeah.
Cheaper to rest of his life.
Yeah, so
you can't charge him.
Well, then you're stealing. I mean, you're stealing the
No, but he agreed to return it. This was in
the loan. He agreed to return it, and then he didn't return it.
Yeah, it's a very similar case, but when you give out a loan, isn't there a set time it has to come back? Yeah. What are the consequences of not paying back the loan on time?
So there aren't. That's what we're learning. There is a possibility of setting up a one-time penalty clause, which we'll get to along the lines. Such a thing does exist according to halacha, but even that is not so simple to pull off. But yeah, that's what it means.
What camp was this?
Which camp was it? It was Rabbi Willie, so it was Marisha. I don't remember where I was. I think I was probably still in main camp.
I'm very upset with this guy.
Anyway, so we're trying to find that. Yeah, so he says mikol makom imuter lelove l'shalim kol hautza. Well, that's really the expenses. There it is. V'hani mila b'minias revach. Here we go. That's only when it comes to that piskei tshuva, however, might have only been when you're taking away profit you could have done. Oshivsidu meshe husrach l'shalim rivas. Aval im hifsidu b'inyan acher machmas ikuv ha-piron kigon shehifsid ha-mal ve'ezen neches machmas shaloya b'yadu l'froa. That he's going to lose some type of asset because wasn't able to pay back what he wanted to pay back. Masha hayi mechuyav olav mutter liftsosa. It would be mutter to liftsosa to go after him. You're not charging him because you're being patient and waiting. It would be mutter even if you put the condition before, whether you put it after. You could, period. However, if it is one of these cases, and you didn't set it up beforehand and tell him beforehand, by the way, if you don't pay me on time, I'm going to lose out on this thing and you're going to be responsible, so he should give you that extra amount, that quote-unquote nezek, which he owes you, that he should pay back after. So does seem to paskin that would be okay. You would be able to collect nezek if that caused you a specific loss. But not if it caused you the possibility of revenue. I mean, it wouldn't work in the barber case. It would work if you lost your car. Or now I'm not able to pay. Now I'm going to be charged a late fee by the bank for my credit card. So you could charge him that specific amount. The other thing that you could potentially charge him, it gets into a discussion here, is you could charge him for your expenses in the loan. So if there are expenses, so it depends what those expenses could possibly be. One might be you have to pay the rabbi to write a heteriska for you, right? If such things work out, or the printing costs they talk about, or if you have a lawyer set it up, so the lawyer fees. I mean, in theory, those fees could be passed on to the lova, right? The malva doesn't have to lose for the loan. So those specific fees. So then he raises the question. Then the question, right? Reisman talks about this also. So when you have a gemach, so gemachs regularly don't. They don't charge the person. It's an interest-free. If you have interest-free loan society, so we have one here in Philadelphia, not under Orthodox auspices, but they don't. Can you charge a fee? Can you charge an application fee for these things? Because you're not necessarily paying interest on the loan. You're just paying the material costs for the place to exist. Right? They have office expenses. There's somebody administrating it. So would that be?